科学家呢，早在二三十年前呢，已经警告我们有关全球暖化的事情。
As far back as 20, 30 years ago, scientists had warned us about global warming.
那么他们指出，若人类如果不改变我们继续破坏地球的这些习惯的时候呢，将来会成为我们人类的一个浩劫。
They told us that global warming would become a catastrophe for the mankind if we don't change our habit of our habit of destroying this earth.
那的确呢，我们过去几年呢，我们就见到很多这个天气变化的事情发生了。
Indeed, within the last few years, we have witnessed many changes in our weather pattern due to global warming.
比方说这个海水的温度增加的时候呢，我们就产生这些超级的台风。
For example, the increasing seawater temperature has created super hurricanes.
还有呢，这些珊瑚礁也死掉很多。
And also we have seen massive dying of coral reefs.
还有呢，就是南极的这个就是这些冰块呢就裂开。
And we have seen breaking off of huge icebergs from Antarctic.
我记得我二月份的时候给大家看这个图画，说南极有一块冰块，好像三分之二的台湾这么大。
And I remember back in February, I had shown this group a picture of an iceberg from Antarctic, and that's about the size of two-thirds of Taiwan.
那么我就告诉大家，他这个快要裂开了，想不到这个月就是几天前，它真的裂开了。
I said back then that it looked like this iceberg was about to break off, and indeed, within the last few days, it actually broke off.
那我们已经见到有这么多的证据去证明这个全球暖化的这个事情。
We have seen so many evidences to prove the global warming effect.
但是你知道还有很多人不相信哦。
But you also know that there are still many people who don't believe this.
其中一个人就是我们的总统 Trump.
And one of the people is our President Trump.
他在2012年的时候呢，他说全球暖化这个观念是中国人为了自己的好处发明出来的。
He said back in 2012 that the concept of global warming is created by the Chinese for the Chinese.
他到2013年12月的时候，他又讲哦，他说呢，全球暖化这个事情呢是一个骗局。
And also back in December of 2013, he said that the whole global warming phenomena is a hoax.
Now, 你就发觉了，就是我把所有这些证据放在你面前，我不一定能够改变你的信念。
So you know that if I had displayed all these evidences in front of you, I still may not be able to change your idea.
因为那人呢，他对事情的态度。很多时候影响他接受这些证据。
Because oftentimes a person's attitude can impact how he perceives the evidence.
所以你的态度可以说就是我们的选择的一个前奏。
So you may say that our attitude is a prelude to our choices.
所以呢 ，Trump 最后在今年呢，他说呢，美国不要参与这个巴黎气候的协议，这个决定其实我们大概也猜到了。
So when President Trump decided that the USA was not going to participate in the Paris climate agreement in the summer, it's something that we probably could have anticipated.
同样呢，如果你看福音书的故事。
With a similar pattern, you can look at the books of gospel.
就是耶稣最后给支持国家的人钉在十字架上面。
That Jesus was crucified by his own fellow countrymen.
这个下场呢，你可以在马太福音十三十四章里面呢，已经可以猜出来。
And this ending could have been predicted as far back as chapters 13 and 14 of the book of Matthew.
我们刚刚读的这段圣经里面有两个故事。
Among the verses that we just read, there exist two stories.
第一个故事呢，就是耶稣的同乡拒绝耶稣。
The first story is Jesus being rejected by his fellow townsmen.
第二个故事呢，就是耶稣的先锋是使约翰给人杀死的。
And the second story is the killing of John the Baptist, who is Jesus' forerunner.
为什么这些人会最后拒绝耶稣呢？
Why did these people ultimately reject Jesus?
是什么态度影响这些人呢？
And what kind of attitude impacted their decision?
我希望呢，从这个两个故事里面找出来。
And I hope to find the answers from these two stories.
因为他们拒绝耶稣的态度。
Because their attitude of rejecting Jesus
影响他们最后的选择。
Impacted their ultimate decision.
如果我们可以把这个不良的态度改过来，
Now if we can change those bad attitude,
我们就不会好像这些犹太人一样最后拒绝耶稣。
Then we would not ultimately reject Jesus just like these Jews.
所以第一个故事呢，就是十三章五十三节开始。
And the first story started with chapter 13 verses 53.
记载耶稣呢回到他的家乡。
And this records that Jesus returning to his hometown.
那耶稣的家乡呢就是拿撒勒。
Jesus' hometown is Nazareth.
在这边呢，他在会堂里面教训人。
And he was teaching the people in their synagogue.
你知道呢，到这个时候马太福音十三章的时候，其实呢耶稣传道已经超过两年了。
You know, by this juncture, in chapter 13, Jesus had been preaching for 2 years already.
他已经成为了他一个很出名的一个人。
He had become a very famous person.
还有呢，如果你看看地图啊
，And let's look at the map.
这是拿撒勒这个地方跟耶稣侍奉的中心加百农呢，其实只是相差20里。
Then Nazareth is only at about 20 miles away from Capernaum, which is the center of Jesus' ministry.
所以呢，他家乡里面的人一定有听过耶稣的事情。
So Jesus' fellow townsmen must have heard reports about Jesus.
圣经讲到，当耶稣来到自己的家乡，在会堂里教训人，甚至他们都稀奇说，这人从那里有怎样的智慧和异能呢？
So the Bible says that coming to his hometown, he began teaching the people in their synagogue, and they were amazed. Where did this man get this wisdom and those miraculous powers?
那稀奇这个字，稀奇这个字呢，就是震惊的意思。
The word amazing has the meaning of shocking.
换句话说，耶稣的同乡见到耶稣的时候。发现耶稣的确拥有这个超凡的智慧还有这个能力。
So in other words, when Jesus' fellow townsmen saw Jesus, they came to the realization for themselves that Jesus indeed had the superior power superior wisdom and power.
不是单单是一些传说而已，现在他们亲眼见到了。
So they had witnessed for themselves. So what they had heard were not rumors only.
但是最后他们的反应是什么？是厌弃耶稣。
But what was their final reaction? The reaction was they took offense at him.
可见呢，偏见使人拒绝真理。
So the conclusion is that prejudice.Leads people to oppose the truth.
有一本很出名的书叫《天路历程》。
There's a very famous book by the name of The Pilgrim's Progress.
就是它的作者约翰本人。
The author of that book is John Bunyan.
他写了另外一本书。
He wrote another book.
叫这个The Holy War.
The name of that book is The Holy War.
他在喜欢用一个方法，就是好像讲寓言故事的方法去解释真理。
His preferred method of explaining the truth is by writing fable stories.
那么圣经讲到啊，人信道是从听道而来。
The Bible talked about that our faith comes from hearing the message.
那么呢，他就写一个故事，讲到了人。如果你见到这个图画呢，其实这个城堡呢，就是代表一个人的灵魂。
So if you see this pictorial depiction, you see that the castle represents a person.
那么呢，基督传福音的时候呢，就好像呢，他带着军队，拿着神的道去攻打这个城堡。
So when Jesus is preaching the gospel, it's like he's leading an army with God's word to attack the castle.
那么呢，这个军队呢，就从左右两个城门呢里面打进去。
That the armies would attack the castle from the gates on the right and the left.
那么这个城堡的左右门呢，就是叫耳门。
The gates on the right and the left are called the ear gates.
这个就是人的耳朵。
And in other words, these are people's ears.
但是呢，圣经说哦，不，这个故事说哦，撒旦呢也会派他的大将军呢保护这个城。
But the story also says that Satan would send his leading general to guard the gates.
你猜这个大将军的名字是什么？
Can you guess the name of this leading general?
他就是叫偏见。
And his name is called prejudice.
因为偏见能够阻挡神的道进入人的心。
Because prejudice can oppose the truth and keep the truth from entering a person's heart.
为什么耶稣的同乡对耶稣产生偏见？
Why did Jesus' fellow townsmen have prejudice against Jesus?
55-56节里面他们就说，这人从哪里有这人的智慧和异能呢？这不是木匠的儿子吗？他母亲不是玛利亚吗？他的兄弟不是雅各、约瑟、西门、犹大吗？他的妹妹不是在我们不是都在我们这里吗？这人从哪里有这一切的事呢？
So in verses 55 and 56, they say that isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother's name Mary? And aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? And aren't all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things?
那其实呢，这两节的圣经呢，有一个很不客气的一个语气啊。
And actually these two verses, a very impolite tone was embedded in these two verses.
就好像说耶稣这个家伙从哪里来呢？
And so in plain language, they're saying, where did this fellow by the name of Jesus come from?
他不是就是我们当中的一份子吗？
Hasn't he always been one of us?
他的爸爸我们也认识啊，他就是一个木匠。
We know his father. He's no more than a carpenter.
他的妈妈、他的弟弟、他的妹妹都在我们里面，我们连他们的名字都知道。
And his mother, his younger brothers and sisters have always been among us, and we even know their names.
耶稣怎么可能是神差来的救主呢？
How can Jesus be the Savior who has been sent by God?
那如果你知道耶稣出生的地方拿撒勒，他不是在人间出生的，在这里长大的一个地方拿撒勒，你就知道了这个是一个很小的一个城市。
So the place, you know the place where Jesus has grown up in Nazareth is a very small place.
只有1000-2000人。
Population is about 1,000 to 2.
耶稣曾经有一个门徒叫拿但业。
Jesus had an apostle by the name of Nathanael.
那他最初的时候拒绝耶稣。
He rejected Jesus initially.
就是因为耶稣从拿撒勒来。
Only because Jesus came out of Nazareth.
拿但业说，拿撒勒还能出什么好东西呢？
Nathanael said that Nazareth, can anything good come from there?
法利赛人呢，连 拿撒勒所属于的这个神呢，加利利神呢，也看不起。
The Pharisees had contempt toward the province of Galilee where Nazareth resides in.
他说加利利从来没有出过先知。
They said that you will find that a prophet does not come out of Galilee.
那人的选择呢，很多时候是由他的观感，不是由这些证据所决定的。
A man's decision is often influenced by his perception, not by any evidence.
你有没有发觉那电视的广告？
Have you noticed commercials on TV?
就是这个人穿的衣服啊，给你一个好像医生的感觉，你就相信他的话了。
That we would believe a person's comments if the person is dressed like a doctor.
你都没有。你都不知道这些药的成分是什么，你已经说啊，我一定要买这个药了。
And you may decide to buy a certain medication, even though you don't know the ingredients in that particular medication.
同样，你接不接受对方的意见，决定在你对这个人的观感。
At the same time, whether you accept a person's opinion or not depends on how you perceive this person.
你觉得这个人是你的朋友啊，还是你的敌人呢？
You first decide whether this person is your friend or your enemy.
我们做父母的，你就发觉有这个事情呢。
And us as parents have realized this already.
同一个意见，如果是你告诉你的儿女的时候，他们通常都不会听的。
With the same opinion that you tell your children, they would not follow.
但是如果是他的同学告诉他呢，他们马上就听了。
But the very same opinion given to him by his classmates, your children would receive them readily.
完全是因为他对你的观感跟对他的同学的观感不一样。
The main reason is because the children's perception about their parents are different from their perception about their friends.
有些人不信耶稣也是同一个原因。
And some people don't believe in Jesus for the same reason.
他觉得基督徒是他的敌人。
Because they regard Jesus as their enemy.
基督徒是他的敌人。
That the Christians are their enemies.
因为基督徒就是来向我们说教吗？
Because Christians are evangelizing to them.
他要改变我们的人生的所相信的东西。
Because they want to change our beliefs about our life.
你是信有神的，我是无神论的。
You believe in God, but I'm an atheist.
我相信进化，你相信神的创造。
I believe in evolution, but you believe in God's creation.
所以每一次当一个基督徒拿一些科学的证据去挑战这些进化论的时候
，So when Christians use scientific evidence to challenge these unbelievers,
这些不信的人就会坚持解释。
These unbelievers will say the following.
你所讲的证据是从这些基督徒的科学家里面找出来的吗？
The so-called evidence has come from scientists who are Christians.
因为他们是基督徒，所以他们的研究就不可信了。
And because they're Christians, then their research cannot be trusted.
如果一个基督徒引用他人生的经历去证明神的存在，
If a Christian uses his personal life experience to prove God's existence,
不信的人就会说，
the unbelievers will say,
这些基督徒是先入为主。
These Christians had a very subjective preconception.
所以他们的见证都不可信的。
And that's why their testimony cannot be trusted.
撒旦常常用人的偏见去阻挡真理进入人的心。
Satan often uses prejudice to prevent the truth from entering a person's heart.
但是如果你真的是一个寻找真理的人，
But if you are sincere in seeking the truth,
你不要给你的偏见去影响你。
You do not allow your prejudice to affect you.
反而你要用让真理去改变你的偏见。
Instead, you want to use the truth to change your life.
如果你发觉这个是事实，
if you find out that this is true,
我们就要愿意去改变我们的观感跟信念。
And then we should be willing to change our preconception and our belief.
57节里面呢讲到耶稣的家乡的人呢厌弃耶稣。
Verse 57 talks about that Jesus' fellow towners took offense at him.
耶稣就对他们说，大凡先知除了本地本家以外，没有不被人尊敬的。And
Jesus said to them, only in his hometown and in his own house is a prophet without honor.
57节指出耶稣给人厌弃。
Verse 57 pointed out that that people took offense at Jesus.
偏见使人不尊敬耶稣。
Prejudice leads people to dishonor Jesus.
不尊敬的意思呢，就是没有按照对方的身份去对待他。
Dishonoring means that treating a person without regard to his status.
换言之， 就是耶稣的同乡觉得耶稣只是跟他们一样。
So Jesus' fellow townsmen felt like Jesus was at the same level as them.
他不能接受耶稣是比他们高。
They could not accept that Jesus was more powerful than them.
那这个是对我们接受福音一个很大的障碍。
This is a huge obstacle for us to spread the gospel.
当你把神放在人的层面去批评的时候，你很多事情都不能够明白。
You will not be able to understand too many things if you criticize God by putting Him at the same level as people.
比方说，你可以问批评神说。 你为什么拣选以色列人，不拣选中国人呢？
For example, you can criticize God by saying to Him, "How come you chose the Israelites but not the Chinese?"
但是当你明白了神是比起我们伟大的时候，
However, if you realize that God is much greater than us,
超过人这个层面的时候，
and far surpassing a human level.
刚刚所问的问题就不成一个问题了。
The questions that was raised earlier will no longer be an issue.
好像我们都明白，如果你是一个作家，写小说的这些作家，你的确有权去决定你的故事的内容啊。So
we know that for a writer, he has the right to decide the content of his novel.
那么一个创造主当然有权。 去决定他的选择呢?
So the God who is a creator can decide his creation.
我们对神的偏见不单只影响还没信主的人，其实也影响我们已经信主的基督徒。
So our prejudice against God not only impacts the people who have not believed in God, but also impacts the Christians.
如果你把神 跟人放在同一个层面，
If you place God at the same level as man,
你觉得圣经只是世界上面其中的一本书，
If you treat the Bible as one of the many books in this world,
那么你读经的时候，你只会选这些你能够接受这些原则去遵守。
So when you read the Bible, you will only accept the principles, the biblical principles that are suitable to your taste.
但是如果你尊敬圣经是神的话的时候，
However, if you honor the Bible as God's word,
你就会好像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌，他说呢，神的话是我们早前的灯，路上的光。
And then you will treat God's word as the hymn that we just sang, that it's light in and light and lamp in front of us, in front of our feet.
是我们人生的说明书。
That it is an instruction book for our daily lives.
你读经的态度就会改变。
Then the way you approach your daily reading will be changed.
你不单只会常常读。
not only you will read consistently,
你会花时间去了解圣经的原意。
And you will also spend time to understand the original meaning of these biblical words.
因为你知道圣经的原则是对你是好的。
Because you know the underlying biblical principles are beneficial to you.
十四章的第一节开始呢，就是另外一个故事。
The beginning of chapter 14 starts a different story.
就是那时分封的王希律听见耶稣的名声。
And at that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the reports about Jesus.
希律是管理加利利省的。
Herod the Tetrarch governs the province of Galilee.
耶稣就在他的权下去侍奉。
And Jesus was serving under Herod's governorship.
所以希律听到耶稣的事情是很可以了解的。
So it's very reasonable that Herod would have had reports about Jesus.
那么他听到耶稣的什么事情呢？
So what kind of things did he hear about Jesus?
大概就是耶稣所传的天国的福音。
And what he heard was probably Jesus preaching of the kingdom of heaven.
讲到耶稣是救主。
And talking about Jesus being a savior.
还有耶稣所行的很多神迹奇事。
And also many of Jesus' miraculous acts.
但是当希律听到耶稣的事情的时候，他的反应是什么？
And what was Herod's reaction when he heard about Jesus?
第二节讲到了，他就对臣仆说，这是事实，约翰从死里复活，所以这些异能从他里面发出来。
And the verse 2 tells us that he said to his attendants, this is John the Baptist, he has risen from the dead, that is why miraculous powers are at work in him.
从第二节里面，你见到希律的惧怕。
From verse 2, you can see the fear in Herod.
因为他想到他所犯的罪。
Because it reminded him of his sin.
原来呢，罪使人惧怕真理。
And so indeed that sin makes people fear the truth.
第三节到十二节里面呢，他就解释希律做了什么事情。
In verses 3 through 12, what Herod did was explained.
那你要了解这个故事的时候呢，你要了解他这个是哪一个希律啊
？And to understand the story, we first must know which Herod this is.
在福音书里面呢，有两个希律。
In the gospel books, there are two heralds.
第一个就是耶稣出生的时候呢，一般历史家称他为大希律。
The first herald was Herod the Great, which governed this area when Jesus was born.
那么呢，他生了很多孩子了。
And he had many children.
其中一个呢，就是我们刚刚读到的十四章的这个安提波。他的名字就是安提波。
And one of his children is the one that we just read about in chapter 14, and that is Herod Antipas.
他后来要成为这个希律王了。
And who later became Herod the Tetrarch.
那么呢，他还有一个兄弟叫腓力。
And he has a brother by the name of Philip.
那这个安提波呢，本来呢是跟一个外国的公主结婚的。
The Antipas was married to a foreign princess.
腓力呢，就除了跟他的外甥女呢结了婚。
Philip was married to his niece.
他的名字就是示罗底。
And the niece's name is Herodias.
后来呢，这个安提波呢，因为喜欢了这个希罗底呢，就跟他本来的太太离婚。
And because of his because of his liking toward Herodias, Herod Antipas divorced his wife.
那么呢，就跟希罗底结婚了。
And then married Herodias.
这个事情呢，就 是使约翰呢就指出来了，你这样子做呢是违反律法的。
And John the Baptist pointed out to him that this what he has done is unlawful.
所以呢，希律呢就把这个是使约翰关在监牢里面。
And as a result, Antipas John the Baptist in prison.
那如果你对罪的态度是说我喜欢。
If your attitude towards sin is I do what I want.
那么当真理指出你的罪的时候呢，你就会很讨厌这个真理。
Then you would become very irritated if the truth points out your sin.
对犯罪的人呢，他惧怕真理。
For a sinner, he's fearful of the truth.
因为真理把他们的错误表现出来。
Because the truth reveals their mistakes.
所以如果你选择活在罪里面，
So if you choose to live in sin,
你就会讨厌真理。
Then you will despise the truth.
那么呢，你就会好像这个希律一样呢，把这个士使约翰关在监牢里面。
And you will be no different from Antipas, who will lock up John the Baptist in prison.
不单只你要把他关起来啊，你希望把他杀死。
Not only you want to put him in prison, but you want to kill him.
当时他这个希律没有马上把士使约翰杀死，因为他怕这些百姓。
The reason Antipas did not kill John the Baptist right away was because he was fearful of the people.
你发觉呢，罪能够使人眼瞎。
And you also find out that that sin can make people blind.
因为犯罪的人惧怕真理。
Because sinners are fearful of the truth.
罪能使人的变成一个瞎眼的人。
The sin can make a person blind.
真理很多时候呢是通过人的良心呢去把人的罪提出来。
And oftentimes, it's through a person's conscience that sin reveals this person's sin.
当你选择犯罪的时候，
When you choose to sin,
你就会想图避这个真理。
You want to avoid the truth.
那么你的方法就是把你的良心好像关起来一样。
So it's like you want to lock up your conscience.
或者呢，把你的良心杀死。
Or you want to murder your conscience.
所以你对罪就变成一个瞎眼的人。
So then you can turn a blind eye toward your sin.
六到八节里面呢，讲到有一天呢，这个希律庆祝他的生日。
And verses 6-8 talked about one day Hero was celebrating his birthday.
希罗底的女儿在他们这个生日会里面跳舞。
The daughter of Herodias was dancing at the birthday party.
那么希律就很高兴呢。
And it pleased Hero tremendously.
他就发誓，这个女孩子求我什么我都会给她。
And he promised with an oath that he would give her whatever she wanted.
这个小女孩呢，就回去找她妈妈，问她要什么好呢？
The little girl then returned to her mother and asked her what she should be asking for.
那希罗底呢，一定是恨这个士使约翰，恨之入骨啊。
Herodias must have hated John the Baptist to the extreme.
所以他叫他女儿啊，把士使约翰的头啃下来，放在一个盘子上面。
So she asked her daughter to request to have John the Baptist's head. Be cut off and then placed on a platter.
希律王听到以后啊，他心里面都忧愁了。
And when Herod the Tetrarch heard about this, he was distressed.
很可能就是他的良心告诉他，这样子做是错的。
Maybe it was because his conscience had told him at that moment that that would have been a wrong thing to do.
但是圣经说，因为他所发的誓，还有他不愿意，就是因为他在众人面前发誓嘛，所以他不愿意在人面前掉脸，所以他还是把士使约翰杀死了。
However, because of the oath that he had made to the girl, And because he made that oath in front of all his dinner guests, and so he did not want to lose his face, and he had no choice but to kill John the Baptist.
希律从一个犯奸淫的人变成一个杀人犯。
So at that moment, Herod went from adulterer to a murderer.
罪不但只使人眼瞎，他还能够控制人。
Sin not only makes you blind, but it can also make us, it can also control us.
他怎么控制人呢？
How does sin control us?
他可以用你的嫉妒。
Sin can use your jealousy to increase your hatred.
用你的憎恨, 使你成为一个, 杀人犯。
And then through your hatred, you then become a murderer.
还有他可以用群众的压力使你乖乖的听话。
Or they can use, sin can use peer pressure to make you obey.
最后一个有关罪的事情呢，它最恐怖的地方就是它会跟着你一生。
And the last thing about sin, which is the scariest part about sin, is that it can follow you through your life.
我们很多时候以为呢，我们可以把真理或者我们的良心关起来，或者把它杀死。
Sometimes we think that we can lock up the truth or even our conscience and then maybe even murder them.
但是问题就是，好像当希律把士使约翰杀死以后，
But the problem is just like after Herod had killed John the Baptist.
虽然他没有再听到士使约翰在他面前的指责，
Even though he would no longer hear rebuke from John the Baptist.
但是他见到耶稣的事情的时候，他马上就想起他的罪了。
But as soon as he heard reports about Jesus, he remembered his own sin.
我们知道，其实耶稣跟士使约翰是完全是两个人来的。
We know that Jesus and John the Baptist are two very different individuals.
但是希律的罪够感的会让他想起他杀死约翰的罪。
But Herod's guilty feeling would remind him the sin that he committed when he killed John the Baptist. And that's how sin can follow you throughout your whole life.
很多犯罪的人就是他所做的事情在没有人知道他做过什么事情。
So oftentimes a sinner commits his sin in secrecy.
但是当他在人生困难的时候，他第一个反应是什么？
But then what would be his first reaction when he encounters difficulties in life?
他就会想起，这个是不是这个天报应我呢？
He would then remind himself whether it's a punishment from heaven.
所以有这样子，所以他们觉得有这样子的结果，就是因为我从前做过的事情。
And they would conclude that these things happen is because of what they had done previously.
罪能够使我们眼瞎。
Sin can make us blind.
罪可以控制我们。
Sin can control us.
罪也会跟随我们一生。
And sin can follow us through our whole life.
这个就是因为希律喜欢犯罪的原因。
And this is because Herod enjoyed sinning.
所以他惧怕真理。
So he was fearful of the truth.
本来你想一想，他听到耶稣的事情的时候，
If you think about this, when he first heard reports about Jesus,
他可以请耶稣来向他解释这个福音呢？
He could have asked Jesus to come and explain the gospel to him.
但是因为他 他心里面的罪，
Because of the sin in his heart,
让他惧怕真理，
and made him fearful of the truth.
偏见还有跟爱犯罪两个态度，
prejudice and inclination to sin.
最后让犹太人把耶稣钉死在十字架上面。
Ultimately led the Jews to crucify Jesus on the cross.
其实如果我们人不 改变这两个态度的时候
if man do not change these two attitudes,
其实我们最终也是会拒绝耶稣。
And ultimately, we would reject Jesus as well.
约翰福音第一章十一节里面说
the Gospel book of John, chapter 1, verse 11 says,
他就是耶稣到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接受他。
He, meaning Jesus, came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him.
为什么不接受他？
Why didn't they receive him?
因为他对耶稣有偏见，还有他们爱犯罪。
Because they had a strong inclination to sin, and also they had prejudice against Jesus.
如果我们要改变我们的偏见，
If we want to change our prejudice,
我们必须要谦卑自己。
We must humble ourselves.
我们要有一个愿意脱离罪的心。
We need to have a heart that wants to turn away from sin.
你才会去喜欢接受耶稣。
And then and only then you will want to be close to Jesus.
但是十二节里面告诉我们
And verse 12 tells us,
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
耶稣告诉我们
Jesus tells us,
如果你接受我
If you receive me,
你就可以从罪里面释放出来。
And you can be released from sin.
不但只是这样。
Not only that.
你可以成为神的儿女。
You can become children of God.
你愿意成为神的儿女？
Are you willing to become children of God?
还是坚持对耶稣的偏见，继续活在罪里面？
Or do you want to persist in your prejudice against Jesus and continue to live in sin?
让罪使你眼瞎。
So then that sin can make you blind.
让罪控制你。
So that sin can control you.
让罪跟随你。
So then sin can follow you.
一生成为你的包袱。
That becomes a burden for all your life.
最后我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们求你改变我们的偏见。
Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to change our prejudice.
因为我们知道，如果我们不拿开这些偏见的时候，神你的话没有能力，没有办法去改变我们。
We know that if we cannot remove these prejudice in our heart, then your word cannot change us.
求你给我们一个谦卑的心。
We ask you to give us a heart of humility.
还有就是求神改变我们的心。
And also change our heart.
你知道我们不会爱犯罪。
So that we do not have the inclination to sin.
其实我们也经历罪的报复在我们的身上。
We have experienced sin's revenge on us.
耶稣告诉我们，只有他能够为我们解决罪的问题。
So only Jesus can resolve the issue of sin for us.
求主鼓励我们每一个人来到主面前去承认我们的罪。
I pray that every one of us will come before Jesus.To confess our sins.
你知道我们从罪里面释放出来。
So we can be released from our sins.
成为神的儿女。
To become children of God.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
And thank you for listening to our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 现在呢，是我们教会每一个月一次的圣餐。